about reality.
As you get into your ears there, we're swiping through all of the things that are important and have landed on a number of things. So we'll be into discussing the issues of the day here, whatever the facts may be, your opinion, things that Kenny thinks about the issues. Maybe Michael Fortier, who's at the controls, may have a thought or two. I don't want to get too carried away, but, you know, that might be the case. So where are we and what are we talking about? Let's go to the Pentagon. How about Dateline Washington? Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel outlined the Defense Department's spending plan for 2015, which included some cuts to the military budget. So one headline, Kenny, that said, we'll be, if this thing gets passed, we'll have fewer soldiers than we did before the beginning of World War II. And there was a judgment in that sentence, at least on the part of the fellow who wrote the article. The question would be, why do we need so many soldiers, given the realities of what's going on in the world, the kinds of weapons that are being developed? And they say, well, we've got to have ground troops so we can do things like we did in Afghanistan and Iraq. Why would we want to do that? Why in the world do we want to do that? Hagel said that for the first time in 13 years, the Defense Department would be proposing a budget that was not a war footing budget. His plan would also call for the elimination of the Air Force's A-10 Warthogs. Saves $3.5 billion a year. So what's a Warthog? Some big plane.
It was a Cold War era fighter plane.
Mm-hmm. How many planes are there,
do
you think?
Its usefulness.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you hear these stories all the time about what Congress has voted in. I remember this one plane, I can't remember which one it was in the last couple of years, that was voted in. They built them, and then they bring them down to Tucson. They park them because they don't want them. They have nobody to fly them, and they didn't need them in the first place. So how much could we save by doing that sort of thing? To listen to these people say that this is, we've been listening to this sort of thing for years and years. This is putting the United States in jeopardy. In jeopardy for what? What do they think is going to happen here? You think the Russians are going to send soldiers, the Chinese are going to send soldiers over here to attack the United States? Of course they aren't. If they wanted to do anything, they'd send missiles and bombs, but they're not going to do that either because they know that means the end of them. At least somebody's got enough sense. They're not like the kid who runs North Korea. These people aren't going to do any of that sort of thing. If they're going to do anything, spend any money, they're going to figure out how to hack into our computer systems in Washington or New York. That's what they're going to do if they really want to destroy us. And the same thing, by the way, is being planned by us. You think we haven't got plans to try to destroy the economy in China and Russia? If, in fact, we got to that? This is all this military spending is nonsense. And it has been for years. $700 billion, more than the war preparation monies. If you add up all the money that's spent by every other country in the world for defense and then come up with a number, that's either equal to or a little bit less than what we spend. And the military-industrial complex is out of control. And you see it, you feel it, you sense it. You know it. So those of you who say, wow, this is terrible, this is putting the United States at risk, you know how foolish that statement is? It's nonsense. The United States at risk for what? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. The Facebook page is Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. What else have we got? I guess those are the good ways of connecting with us. So, Ken, have you got any initial reaction from people who are not happy with the reduction in the size of the National Guard, the limit on pay increases, a freeze on raises for top military brass? What's the reaction to the new Defense Department budget?
Jamie says that the cuts are unforgivable.
Really? Why?
That's a good question. I'd love to know that, too.
Okay, Jamie, give us a call. Will you? 888-302-3684. Why do you think the cuts are unforgivable? All right? That's one place we go, that department. All right, where else are we going, Kenny?
This is a good one. Susan says, everyone needs to calm down. Defense cuts do not mean no defense.
I mean, you hear the same stuff from these war dogs. Good dog. I'm thinking, what's his face? Barbarino? What was the name of the...
The Sweat Hogs.
The Sweat Hogs, all right. Close. All right. Other comments?
Corinne says, Hegel is a hack. Dismantling the military is a big mistake.
Who's dismantling what? You think we're going to sink all the ships? You think we're going to crash all the planes? Come on, folks. Get a grip, will you? Before you make silly statements like that, come up with the facts or understand what the facts are. The facts are we spend all this money on defense to do what? Are we protecting ourselves or are we planning to go invade Grenada or Iraq or Afghanistan? You want more people spending their money, their talent, their lives? How much time and effort? Afghanistan is a perfect example. Iraq. Is Iraq better off today than it was before we went in there? Or could we have done it some other way? Getting rid of Saddam was the plan, and it was a good idea to get rid of Saddam for everybody. But to do what we did to that country, destroy it, and then have to pay to rebuild it, and after George Bush tells us we'll never have to actually invest one penny in this, we'll get it all back out of oil. Really? $7 trillion later, where's the oil money? You know, that's the kind of stuff. You're being used, and we're all being abused by the amount of money that's spent on the military, and the only people that gain are the people that work for Lockheed Martin or Raytheon or Boeing or whoever else it is that makes all this stuff. That's it. That's it. Also, it's good for business. Yeah. We build up ours, and then the Chinese build up theirs, and the Russians build up theirs, so they make lots of their defense plants make a lot of money. It's the same old thing, and the silly taxpayer is the one who's getting it in the neck. 888-302-3684. All right, where am I right or wrong, Ken, in your judgment?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think that the initial reaction to these announced, or not even announced cuts, proposed, so these may not even happen, but the initial reaction has been ridiculous, as if we're not going to have an Army or a Navy or Marines or Air Force anymore. And people are just flying off the handle, worried that that one person on Twitter said that we'll have no defense. And it's crazy the amount of money that we spend every year and waste every year on things for defense is just outrageous. And it makes no sense anymore.
Hasn't made any sense for a long time, but yet we do it. We listen to these the beaters of the drum. Oh, we're going to leave ourselves open for an attack. An attack from whom? Unless it's the Mexicans who want to attack us from the border, or the Canadians, who's going to attack us? At least, if they're going to attack us, they're going to attack us with the troops. They'll attack us in some other way. It is. There's no common sense base, nor has there been any common sense base for the military spending in this country for decades. Really? 888-302-3684. Okay, you can carve us up if you'd like to. Help yourself. Do your best. Take your best shot. Quarter. Oh, here they come. Let's go. Let's have at it. Let's go. 888-302-3684. It's 15 after on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty awesome mask.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
I wonder, I wish that the folks listening on the American Forces Radio Network were able to hear this program live. They catch it later in the day. I think it's either right before or right after Limbaugh on American Forces Radio, because I'd like to hear from a lot of soldiers on this. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program, talking about the cuts being proposed for the military budget. Here's Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, with some thoughts. So go ahead, Dan. Let's go.
All right, Doug. I'll listen. I like you, and I listen to you quite often. But you're wrong on this. These ideas of yours are the same ideas we had before World War II, when we were cutting back our defense, and Japan was building up theirs, and Germany was building up theirs.
So who's
now,
building up
theirs? Listen to me, please. Allow me to finish. Okay. We are at war with the Muslim world, as the fundamentalists go. And if these people can ever get their hands on a nuclear weapon, it's Katie bar the door. But at the same time, our beloved president is doing everything in his power to undermine our nuclear program and also to cut back. This idea wasn't Hagel's. This idea was Obama's. He wants to get rid of our military. This man is an enemy of America.
Well, given whether that is, and a lot of people are saying the same thing, given that, and even if we agreed on that, I'm not a fan, as you know, of Mr. Obama, and I don't care much for this administration for a lot of different reasons. If you're not taking Obama into account, whether he's an enemy of America or he isn't an enemy, the things that are going to be done by the Muslim world, if in fact they get a hold of nuclear weaponry, aren't going to be the sorts of things that we can contain with lots and lots and lots of soldiers. That isn't how you know as well as I do. You can't even determine who these people are because they don't wear uniforms. So having soldiers, it's other things that are part of the arsenal that protect us from this. And I think that's really where the discussion lies. But, Dan, I appreciate your speaking and your thoughts because a lot of people agree with you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met.
She's just the girl for me.
I want all the world to see her. Da, 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 da. Another day, I might have looked the other way. I have never been away. As it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Da, 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 da. Falling, yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling.
She's calling me back again. I've never known the likes of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da, 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 da. Yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling.
This is the first time I've let one of these performances go almost to the full extent of when they were appearing actually on the show. The premiere episode of The Voice, right? Wasn't last night the first episode of the new season of The Voice?
Right. I believe it was, yeah.
And that was Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawkes performing I've Just Seen a Face. I thought that was quite there's a difference between what the quality of the singers are on The Voice and American Idol. Am I the only one who thinks that, or is that really what's going on here? I thought they were very good.
There definitely is with that pair. I was set not to like it because I don't usually like it when people do Beatles songs.
Right.
But their voices really went well together. That was nice.
They did. All right, back to the budget cuts at the Pentagon. Here's talk host Bruce Wolf, Dan Prof, talking to Brett Baier. This has got to be interesting. Where is the expertise here? Oh, I guess Brett, because he's on Fox News, must be the expert, right? Here we go.
So everybody talks about what, if anything, we can do about Ukraine or Syria, for that matter. It seems like we're not planning on ever getting involved in a ground war again, because Defense Secretary Hagel announced that plans of shrinking the U.S. Army to its smallest force since before the World War II buildup.
Yeah, that's what's in the proposal, is to shrink the Army down to 1940 size, and that's said because of the situation with government austerity. And you'll remember, that's how the New York Times wrote it up today about this Pentagon plan. The Washington Post last week, with the president's budget not dealing with chain CPI, which is the calculation about Social Security, said that the age of austerity is over with President Obama's budgeting. But when it comes to the military, apparently, with this proposal, that's not the case. You know, they're saying that it will not hurt the ability of the Army to respond, and if the President so orders, that they'll be even better trained and more equipped to deal with a situation. But as far as the ability to fight on two fronts, that will be in question.
Interesting on this topic, Neil Ferguson had a piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about America's global retreat, essentially pointing out that withdrawal is not the same thing as peace, writing that Mr. Obama's supporters like nothing better than to portray him as the peacemaker to George W. Bush's warmonger, but it's now almost certain that more people have died violent deaths in the greater Middle East during his presidency than during the last one.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the numbers, Afghanistan, obviously Iraq, the majority of the fatalities and deaths came under the Bush administration. But in Afghanistan, exponentially, it was 90% of the fatalities in Afghanistan came in the Obama administration.
Well, if you want to spin this, welcome to it. Help yourself. The same old party line stuff. But it is, the question that comes up that is a good one is, what about the austerity in all the other departments? And that is something that ought to be reflected upon, as well as being reflected on austerity in the Defense Department. 28 after on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
February. Three more days and this month is kaput, and we're only a few weeks away from spring. Hoo-ha! And when is the turn back of the clock? Is it the first weekend of March, Kenny, or is it the second week?
It's the second weekend, a week from this weekend.
Yeah, turn it ahead. Spring ahead. Whoo! That always is a sign. We feel good about it. But there can be snow in... Look at the snow they had in the northeast. I'm sorry, in the northwest yesterday. A foot and a half of snow along the Canadian-American border near Vancouver. A foot and a half.
Secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. It was Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using
PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Most job gains during the recent financial recovery went to candidates with at least some post-secondary education. But college affordability is an issue many Americans are facing, and President Obama has put it front and center. CEO of Strayer Education, Carl McDonald.
Overall affordability, the cost of a degree, is a very important part of the national agenda. The fact is that a college education historically has been a great enabler of economic mobility, but if it's out of reach because of high tuition cost, then it's failing to serve its purpose.
While higher education is believed to be a key to addressing unemployment, Strayer University is not waiting for a solution. Strayer is voluntarily reducing tuition by 20% and implementing never-before-seen programs to support students on the path to graduation. For working adults who are ready to go back to school, the barriers are coming down. For more information, visit strayer.edu.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
All right, I was so rudely interrupted by a minor technical difficulty there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're having a discussion about the budget cuts on Good Day with, in this hour, input from people who are on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, et cetera, et cetera. Budget cuts as they apply to the military, the question I have, will there be the same cuts, the same percentage of cuts elsewhere? If not, there ought to be. 888-302-3684. Here's host Rob Schilling talking to a political analyst named Bruce Hershenson about the proposed cuts from the Defense Department.
These are proposed defense cuts from Chuck Hagel, and gosh, I think it's bothering a lot of people, or at least it should be.
You bet it should be. Apparently he's going to cut the U.S. Army to pre-World War II levels. In addition, the Navy's going to have 11 cruisers put into non-operating status, and the Air Force is going to have an entire fleet of attack jets, the A-10. Cut, eliminated. In terms of pay for the military, it'll be no more than 1% per year. Certainly lower than inflation.
It seemed, Bruce, that there. Yeah, there,
go ahead, please.
Yes, there was a reference here in some of the news reports I heard this morning to mandated congressional cuts, and it almost sounded like they were referring to the sequester. But what has brought all of this about? What is the stated reason here? Just that we don't have a threat anymore? I mean, that can't possibly be true.
He's been saying over and over again that the war's over, that 9/11 is a long time ago, that the threats are over. That and he said this in a number of speeches in different ways, but he put it that we have to go back to a pre 9/11 thinking in terms of the world. You know, then I have to ask Rob, then why doesn't the president take down the concrete barriers on Pennsylvania Avenue that guard the White House? Why not be done with all the security and all the executive departments of government? And for that matter, make the airports what they used to be as well. It is unbelievable to me that the president would do what he's doing when we are in a war for our survival. The president knows that the threats aren't over. There are other threats even beyond the radical Islamist jihadists, which is the major threat. But it seems as though he thinks that all this is a nuisance that takes away importance from his domestic pursuits.
Well, again, calling people names isn't going to fix this. Those who are upset by the suggestion that we cut what we're spending, do you understand? And this is what really, really bugs me. How all these people, like those folks there, can completely ignore, and I don't even know that Hagel has dealt with this, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, mostly in defense spending, but elsewhere in the government as well. But it is most, most prevalent in the Defense Department. Waste. As a matter of fact, the Congressional Budget Office, and I've mentioned this number dozens of times on the air, I mean, that's why I get these emotions and this foolishness that people come up with, the irresponsibility of leaders like Obama, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, the leadership of the House and the Senate, the fact that these people don't deal with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. The government budget, the Congressional Budget Office says that if the containment, not even the elimination, but if the waste and the fraud and the abuses were eliminated in the Defense Department, for what we spend $700 billion on now, if you ran it, managed it, handled these problems for $460 billion, you'd have exactly the same defense available to the United States. So rather than cut all of this stuff that we're talking about, why aren't we talking about cutting the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse? This is what, and I didn't say this to the call that was on a few minutes ago. We're going to have some more of your calls in just a second. Isn't that really the posture to take? That's my posture. I don't want to cut necessary services. I don't want to cut. As a matter of fact, the pay that these people get is outrageously low in most circumstances. But more to the point, after you've been in the military, look at all the suicides from people when they get out. They can't get treated for post-traumatic stress. They can't get treated for other ailments that they have. How many times, if you're in the service or you're a veteran and you've gotten out and you've needed special care, especially if it's psychological, have you been able to get it or not? Chances are you're going to be saying no to that question. That's the kind of stuff we should be spending money on. The outrage of these phonies using the military as a backdrop for their own political ambitions, standing in front of men and women who serve the country in uniform at various bases and say, you got to vote for me. Do you know how offensive that is? To people in the service, never mind to those who are paying the bill. And if you deal, this is where you can't argue with me on this. You can't. You cannot argue about the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse. You can talk about whether we need to have this program or that program and make a good case for it. But listening to all these gas bags talk about a horrible, Obama is not a bad leader because of this, or Hagel, or any of these people. Gates would be the first to tell you. If you've read Gates' book, the former defense secretary, he points this out. And others who have been defense secretaries, other than Rumsfeld, who was responsible for most of it in the modern era, he didn't do anything to cut waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, or even try to, because that was his stock and trade. But anybody who's been in that position, who's been responsible, has tried, and unfortunately, because of the military, the way things are run, and their connection with the people who are Defense Department contractors, they can't cut, or haven't, they can, but they don't want to. Because there's a lot in it for them. Most of them, by the way, in case you didn't know this, and many of you may have actually done this if you were in the military, once you, especially officers, once you get out, you got to work for a Defense Department contractor. You got to work for a Raytheon. I had a friend, my neighbor across the street, had a 30-year, 32-year career, got out of the Air Force as a lieutenant. He was high-ranking, I forget. He was in charge of a fighter wing. Anyway, when he got out, he was making $88,000 a year, as whatever his rank was. And he went to work for Raytheon, worked for them for, I think, 10 years, maybe longer than that, and made on average twice, when he first started working for him, made twice as much as he did in uniform. And then through the course of the years that he worked for him, he made four times more money. This is how it works. This is where. So these guys don't want to cut defense spending because that means they wouldn't have a job once they retired from the military. Do you understand the system and how it works? That's how it works. They're not going to cut that stuff out unless they do it kicking and screaming. That's the system. And that's why it doesn't work. And that's why we should be upset. If you're going to be upset about that. 888-302-3684. Let's see what we get. Good for comments at facebook.com/good day and Twitter at good day show, Kenny. 16, no, wait a minute. Let's make it 14 before the hour on good day. Oh, that's right, too. I did break already. Thank you. next to my equipment. See what a creature of habit I am? All right, let's get the calls. 888-302-3684. Todd's in Maryland listening or thinking about this.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, these cuts. You know, it's not about the number of personnel we have in defense, but it's really about using the technologies we have more. We need to be looking at deploying our forces in areas where we get, you know, the most ROI. You know, why don't we deploy our forces in South America and Mexico, places where we can fight this drug war? That would give us a much better return on our investment. And then focus technologies where we can use not boots on the ground, but eyes in the sky to protect our country abroad.
All right. That makes good sense to me. 888-302-3684. Karen in Texas thinks some of these budget cuts are pretty outrageous.
I really have a major problem with our government and the waste that they spend in all different areas. There should never be a debate about our military budget, and the idea that they're going to cut the commissaries is just, to me, it's outrageous. I voted for President Obama in 2008. He promised no earmarks, no pork, no lobbyists in his White House. And that is all we have seen. Every time the first military bill that was passed had 9,000 earmarks attached to it from all these other senators and whoever gets their fingers in the pie. And I think that if a bill should be passed, it should be passed on its own merit with no pork, no earmarks. The money that is wasted by these people who think they're doing something, grabbing money and taking it, and our country is in just a horrible, horrible mess.
I think there's some merit to that lady's thoughts, don't you? 888-302-3684. Let's try Paul listening to the Good Day program in Pennsylvania. He's a veteran.
So I'm a 33-year veteran in the United States Air Force. And Secretary Hagel needs to go to many of our bases and stand out in front of the gate and see what is really going on in the enlisted ranks of the United States military. Yes, we get paid better than we used to. I agree. But we still don't get paid enough to compensate for the things that we have to pay. You know, these young kids are living off base. Rent is outrageous. And utilities and et cetera. So they don't have a lot to actually go on. Talking about cutting the commissary, that's hard to believe. There's many, many weapon systems. I mean, I'm just a dumb old country boy, and I could go to the Pentagon and tell them where to cut much more money out of the Pentagon budget than what they're presently looking at. There is such a waste in systems. I happen to be in the munitions field, and we destroyed munitions by the tons that we could have possibly used in other things. It goes on forever. A-10. The A-10 is an assault aircraft that proved its worth in Iraq and many other places, and we better be careful of the weapon systems. Secretary Hagel is a nice gentleman, but he has no idea what's going on in the United States military.
Vivian in Tennessee. Go ahead, ma'am.
In the first place, the United States have no business sending all these troops in these different countries. Let the people handle their own business. They're not taking care of their business here. My brother died from Agent Orange. He suffered all those years. When they finally gave him that money in 2005, my brother had cancer, ate him up, he died. They don't care about anybody. They want to go everywhere, spending money over there. Take that money. If you want to do something, do some fighting. Send the army in these cities where the gang members are. Why can't they send them in here to control dope and these gangs and send this money back here to help the people? They're doing everything they can to control other people. It's time. Wake up, America.
Wake up, America is a good way for us to end that call. We'll put this discussion aside, but I think pretty stimulating thus far. 51 after the hour.
Hey,
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Love this one. Well, maybe you do love this one. I'm having a hard time understanding what's going on in this country because it's said diversity is a great thing. I love diversity. I think it's very healthy. It's been responsible. When you think about the discussion about immigration and the fact we must control the way that the spigot is opened and who comes in here. There are a lot of people who go back and call attention to those who came through Ellis Island, people who came. Our country was basically, I mean, if you look at the good side of it, there's a good side and a bad side. The people who came here from Europe, for example, or from Africa, or from Asia, who settled this country in no small way are sort of the same as those who are trying to come in here now. Although there weren't many Hispanics that were coming into this country because they were already here, along with, before it became America, it was part of what Mexico is today. The Southwest, one of the last parts of our country to be pasted on, if you will. There was terrific discrimination against the people who were here already, as was the case with those who were natives in other parts of the country and that part as well. So when we have these conversations about diversity, it isn't just about those who were here before and people from different walks, from different countries, different walks of life. But there are people who have brought great things to our country who are not necessarily the same sexual persuasion of you and me. So when you understand what Arizona has done this week, the legislature there passed a very controversial bill that would allow business owners, as long as they assert their religious beliefs, to deny service to gay and lesbian customers. Is that the America that we want to live in? Is that appropriate for America? It's a good discussion. 888-302-3684. Here are our hosts, Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier, talking about this bill that allows businesses to refuse service to customers who are gay.
Why hasn't Governor Brewer vetoed the bill yet? All right, she might not physically have it yet, but she's going to get it today. If I were Governor Brewer, wouldn't wait until Friday. I would sign it today, veto it, and say, sorry, guys, that's it. SB 1062 is the one we're talking about, the right to refuse service, the religious discrimination bill, no matter what you call it. What do you think she's waiting for, Carrie?
I don't know, because she doesn't need to actually veto it. She could just put out a press release saying, I plan to veto it as soon as I get back.
True.
Because technically speaking, she does have to, you know, sign it or not sign it. It's not something she does, you know, by osmosis, and she's in D.C. today. So it would be easy enough for her office to put out a statement and just say, you know, under no circumstances will I sign this bill into law. Arizona's had enough. A reputation, yeah, I would throw in something about Arizona's reputation has been called into question before, and a lot of people still think we don't have an MLK holiday. So, you know, we really don't need to go that far to stick our neck out and appear to be a bunch of bigots. This is a bad bill. She doesn't need to. Anytime would be
sooner. Sooner would be better. This is all she said so far. Governor Brewer talking to CNN.
It's a very controversial piece of legislation. We know that, and we know that it has failed in a lot of states across the country. I have not been in town currently. I've been reading about it on the internet, and I will make my decision sometime probably by next Friday, even if I do decide to sign it.
What?
I'm just going to ramble here for a minute.
I'm just really unclear. Yeah. I hope her internet connection doesn't go out. You don't need the internet to check this one out. All you have to do is turn on the television or listen to the radio or pick up the paper, because it's being talked about and we're being widely regarded as a joke. I'm not going to say nobody. There are a few people who think this is a good bill. The vast majority of level-headed, intelligent, educated Arizonans don't want anything to do with this. So this should not be a difficult decision.
Well, and that includes religious leaders, Carrie. So the news stations last night, I was watching a bunch of them and reading the paper this morning online, albeit, have went out and they asked religious leaders what they thought. And even the ones that they interviewed, and maybe they're just picking and choosing, I don't know, came out against it. Here's one example, Reverend Stephen Govett.
I'm quite frustrated and angry that they are using religion to couch their own hate, what I would consider hatred, bigotry, and discrimination.
And he's a Methodist, just kind of selling that message that, no, this is not something that we would advocate.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine calling the priest at our church and asking, you know, he may not have a public comment, because for the most part, religious leaders aren't political, but I think that's all you need to know, is that they're just going to look at it and say, by the way, I don't care. You notice these religious leaders aren't talking about what it does to Arizona's business, reputation, or whether or not we lose the Super Bowl. They don't care. They're just looking at it and going, that seems like it's full of hate to me. I don't think I would want my name on it.
Whew. Man, this is, hello, is this 2014?
Yeah.
Hello, is this the United States? Hello? My God, is there? There is. I know there is. Not only in Arizona, there'd be plenty of people in other states who would think this is a great idea. All right, so we'll leave you with that thought at this point in time. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler here, in this hour of the Doug Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.